thus I have heard. At one time the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of the Vajrayi mountain, with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of a new aspect of phenomena called the profound appearance. At the same time, noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the past kindness and the natural happiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, the Venerable Shariputra says to noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of the lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure, they neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on, and there is no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, up to no old age and death, and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path. No wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, and the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering, should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata om gate gate paragate parasangate bodhisoha. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, noble Avalokiteshvara, that he has spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra, noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as world beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoice and praise the words of the Blessed One.
Jesus, you're the one who's got the answer. the Son and years and ever.
So as usual, today also we are trying to engage in a wholesome
acts.
So that kind of wholesome action, you know, if we hoping to have a, you know, a good day just for today, or, you know, in this life, you know, wishing to fulfill your desire or the pleasure, then, you know, that would be really short-sighted to engage in this kind of wholesome actions.
Rewa dhawati kharijawaya rasana, sende yi sende shide zoba ne zonde, dene zonde jewa shima penche ki sen de rani ki sen de shide zoye ki tabji la riva jaya yare sanata.
So what we should hope for is, you know, for obtain a peaceful, calm mind in this life and as well as, you know, many future lifetimes. That if we hope and we try, then, you know, there is a way we can achieve it.
Dile jachere sanu dona ni rajin sinje thangje gi ni sen de shi de yue gi chachin ji la dang tu ye yin yang de yang tin jin jin dang wo er sala.
So if we think broader than that, then, you know, not only ourselves, but, you know, all the mother sentient beings, infinite sentient beings, you know, for their peace and happiness, and as well as yours, you know, or hope and try to do that, then, you know, there is a, you know, broader way that you know we can able to attain.
Tendruji ke pene nge dan da tendruji cha chen de tin chen zang ge ge cha xie de dan da de lu nga zu ji xie san de pene nge be ji cu cu de wo ji xie de no ko ge de dan ga zu ji xiu man de wo ji so so wo ne ya to ba tong bo le le bi ne ge se qu yong ju ji zhe lu ji da wa yin na ani de de ni ti se de ne ji la yin nga zu qu de ne ji xie de de ge se nge le de ji sa xie sheng ji ni wo ne zhong ne ji ti se da da tong ye ji yuan ye de se la.
So if we try to, you know, hope for that thing and engage in this kind of wholesome actions, then, you know, right now in our situation, you know, it seems kind of, you know, kind of hopeless, something like. But, you know, in future time when we attain, you know, certain degree of realization, then we look back in our many rebirths, then we will see or we will recall or we will realize that at that time, in that kind of place, you know, because of that, you know, a wholesome action, you know, it make a, you know, great contributions to attain this kind of realization that, you know, we can suddenly able to see when we attain that kind of degrees of realization.
Tendriyo mahobo yinjebu zombo te dan tanda yishawa zombo te kandre jenen yugo ore sezona eni gyunlong jesi jibonen yugo rowa sanat.
So that kind of, you know, future, you know, a high degree of realization, and as well as right now at the moment engaging in, you know, a wholesome action, all this happen because of our, you know, virtuous, you know, motivation.
Temodo nge de de garishe gu do ne ta nyoge ye se de chigo chang ji de ge ma le la da za za so so ko de bo de yu ge za za cha bo de yu ge za za ji nga zo shi ra ya bo de je ji ne me wa yin san ne ji nyu nyu ma ro ge de de yu ge de sa la da ko ne ge ro wa la da pu ji xi pu ji mi de nga zo ge pian sen le ja bu ro wa sa la da.
So if you, we don't have that kind of motivation, then just come here and, you know, try to listen, you know, that is not sufficient, you know. Without any, you know, wholesome motivation, we just came here and try to listen, you know. Sometimes we are in, you know, a tired situation, and even though we come here, you know, no mood to listen, you know, just pretend like And, you know, sometimes, you know, it is kind of fascinating, kind of interesting, and you understand a little bit too. So, you know, at that time you feel like, you know, kind of fun. And in some other time, you are tired and you are not motivated, and that the subject is kind of beyond, you know, our comprehension, then kind of getting bored, and like that kind of thing happen.
So, sen la boba da chi, to sen, sen di shiwa chi, shide chi degu rola da, sen, jinda yu zhe da, sen pama chi degu rola ta kanje.
So the main thing is, you know, everything depends on the motivation. So motivation need to be really, you know, unpolluted. And, you know, a mind need to be calm and in peace and neutral, you know. Like mentioned before, kind of unbiased, you know, mind with that kind of, you know, mental attitude, you know, we need to listen.
Tī yu tāndā lā yīnī ngā sō kī kīnō chī yate lō dā tāndā ngā sō kī pādī sā yī lāma sī tīn tāndā yate sāngcē nā sō tī ngī sū tāndā kī ngā lā tūpī pādā kī lāma sō ngā sō sōndē chī gō rā lā tā ngā lā sī nā jī bā rāñī kī chīndrī ngā sō tā sā kī sā yī lāmi pādā lā nī sō wā tā sā kī lāma tē tā kī chī tā ngā tū chī bā nā kī chī ngā chē kī yī sā nī kā chī lēndē chē yī sō lī chī mā chū nā tā lī chī chē kī yī sā kī yī sā nā jā chī mā tō mā tū nā nī mā chī tā nī dā mā nā yī nā kī yī lāma sā kī chī tā shī bā nā kī chī ngā yā tā nā kī yī wā shū chē kī yī chē tū wā tē nī dī nā shū bā lāma nā yī ngā lā shī lō nā rō chī yī rā wā rā chī.
So therefore, at the beginning of our, you know, wholesome action, you know, we need to reshape or set our motivation in a virtuous way. And also, you know, at the beginning we supplicate or prostrate to the lineage gurus, from the Buddha Shakyamuni to Atisha to, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa, and to the direct guru who are receiving, from whom we are receiving these teachings. You know, we request them to, you know, bless us so that we will able to, you know, practice successfully, you know, like that, you know, and at the same time, we will motivate that, you know, we are not capable right now like those lineage gurus, but at least, you know, we try to copy them, because they are our role model, you know, we'll think like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we meditate for a moment. So with this that kind of, you know, extraordinary motivation, what we are going to engage today, you know, we explain and listen to the, you know, a teaching that is essence of the Buddha's teaching, you know, is called the stages of the path to enlightenment or lamrim.
Omi jansu tu suna kare tengu kurasa na maa tengu kurasa lagu rawasa lada. Tena ki sunro jansu tanchi ki nipo chudu yudi dodo de kare chaware, ni shansu lanchiri basa ngede chaware sa.
So as the ocean of milk, you know, churn, you know, then what you get is the essence of that is the butter. So likewise, you know, when you churn the Buddha's teaching, then the essence of the Buddha's teaching, we will get the stages of the path to enlightenment or the lamrim.
There is only to say the Shinan Kandijinaya, Kandij Sukiri Ndamila Matebi, Yangasugi, Soso Chan, Chubaji Mato, Gentijan, then Zagumundu Sen, and Petit Chotan Sakan Laeji Marilada, Nalan Kiki Lae Melada, Soso Nyanaji Mutu Chiko and Hagdula.
So nowadays, you know, whether it's a Buddhist, you know, or the, you know, non-Buddhist, whatever practice, you know, all the resources are, you know, not lacking. There are plenty of resources. What is lacking is ourself, you know, whether you are a Buddhist practitioner or a non-Buddhist practitioner, you know, why you are not progressing your practice is, you know, your own, you know, effort. So, Rinpoche, for his side, he think, you know, for himself, that is the case. So, you know, he think, you know, we all are same. The resources is plentiful, you know, but, you know, we didn't make any effort, determinations.
Chusen yeji tsagi yi tisu leka pachi guad paru te tongsha kasen du ziji jada ngasu ki tisu tezi chola tongya resa lada.
So for, you know, you guys might say that, you know, you guys have jobs, you guys have families to take care, and, you know, so and so forth. But, you know, you really examine, you know, you got 24 hours, and, you know, if you really, really examine, you know, there are plenty of time you waste for nothing.
Ah, this. Then you just remember that such a young person, and then such a cheap gun, and then you ask that such a cheap gun, you know, you keep a gun, and you ask.
So, in this, you know, Lamrim, there are four root chapters, and, you know, three root chapters already we discussed, and now the, you know, fourth root. Chapter that is the body of the, you know, this treatises or the scripture. So, you know, as everybody knows. So that fourth root chapter reveals entire, you know, Lamrim from the path, from the, you know, from the from the beginning to the enlightenment.
Mi ba ta so na kare lo gure ni danga te ji de ja te sang ja sala kan de chi gure ke che te ro sa ji mi.
So if we say it simplify, then, you know, the fourth root chapter is, you know, we can say that, you know, that reveals how one practitioner lead from the beginning to the Buddhahood. That is the theme or the topic of that, you know, chapter.
This such a jibagi kese deshi yodi yini deja na sanje sanan dhuri chigiri chibala toma yinji miji ki yini geji shenye jil kechambore
So the fourth root text deals with, you know, one practitioner, how one practitioner lead from beginning to the Buddhahood. So that what is the beginning of the path is that, you know, at the beginning, one practitioner need a, you know, qualified guru or the qualified instructor or a teacher in the path.
Masu pe njitembi kecha xena yon, lojun tseta denpa chi shuji tombo chi nye ki sosu chaji ja suna, tela karu kecha gore se suna, tela bobo gegen de kecha mo shuji se gore wasa lada.
So as likewise, you know, in our, you know, mundane, you know, education, you know, if you like to do a, you know, really highly educated, you know, in certain field, you want to be a specialist, then, you know, you need to have a good teacher. First, you look for a, you know, highly qualified teacher, same like that. So why, you know, he is talking all the time again and again about the, you know, importance of the instructor is not because of, you know, kind of strong holding on the, you know, on the, you know, on the beliefs or the tenets. Not only that, you know, if you really, you know, look closely, then, you know, you will know, you know, beginning of the path, your teacher is the, you know, most important. So when you really check on that, you know, then, you know, it really makes sense. Otherwise, you know, if we emphasize on the, you know, teacher or the guru a lot, then, you know, people might think, you know, that is for the guru's benefit, for his fame and his, you know, services and offerings and like that. So that is not the case. You know, if you really check, then, you know, it is solely benefit for the disciples or the practitioner himself or herself only. For sometimes, you know, it state in the teaching that, you know, the that kind of relationship is, you know, only for a mature, really mature practitioner, not like, you know, beginner, ordinary practitioner like us, you know. Sometimes it seems like that way too.
Tajono 다 sumba tete cheta tenbi tsui senge de saji songje le lende yola da shenye tenzi tala saji tuye bi ni sumba gonde lende yore esa la danga song.
So in that the fourth chapter there are two secondary chapters, then again for the first secondary chapter there is two another third chapter and third two chapters, and that third first chapter it has six chapters, and then for that sixth chapter there's three chapters, and then three chapters divided into this first chapter comes in that three third chapter.
Gehenye je tsenye se de ene jawa shamango me dode jin chu chu thong je song yo ba hasla da.
So as mentioned by the Buddha Maitreya that the qualification of the qualified teacher that whoever he or she must have this 10 characteristics.
And also,
the students that also need to have a, three characteristics.
That's such a sumba de any, the duty gays in the senior don't demba de any, Roger Soma, senior don't demba de, you can't take it as a law, that gets it to war as a lot.
So now it comes to the, how the student. Student relies upon the teacher.
Just cousin loy, but do you such a tondo to say any such a gama del hesona? You but intimity like a chego habits on it. Co intimity because pound you will admit it.
So it is very important that we need to know the chapters systematically. When you explain the first chapter, then that there is something left need to be deal about. So it will automatically lead to the next chapter.
So
we will read through the text how the students rely upon the teacher. One who has this qualification of a suitable recipient of the teachings should investigate well whether a guru has the requisite characteristics as explained above. Then this student should receive the teachings kind word from the qualified teacher. So it doesn't need a further commentaries. It is easy to understand what I mentioned here. First need to investigate that teacher. If that teacher is qualified, then you should receive the teachings kind word from that qualified teacher. That's important. We read through the text. Even so, the biographies of the Geshe Domtenpa and the Tsongpupa are not in accord with each other. Tsongpupa has many gurus and listened to any correct explanations. Thus, when coming from Kham, he even listened he listened to a lay practitioner explaining the teachings alongside the route. His disciples said that this was an inappropriate way to receive the teachings, to which he replied, do not say that. I have received two benefits. So this also easy to understand that, you know, Tsongkhapa listened to many teachers, and Domtenpa, he don't listen to many teachers. So as mentioned here, you know, Tsongkhapa is a really highly regarded, respected Kadamba master, and you know, from whom he received the you know, teaching that, you know, a lay practitioner coming from Kham, you know, he, from Kham, he might be a kind of, you know, rugged, like a beggar, you know, beggar look like a beggar, you know, and, you know, compared to that lay practitioner, Gishe Tsongkhapa must be, you know, no comparable.
Robotson, yeah, sure, Shindo, you know, should tend to the issue, the Tendichilla, the Nyanlover, and the Wodich. Tendichilla, the Nyanlover, and children to the Maja, and all the penny in Yisun Sons and Tendigas Sondo as a lot.
So, like mentioned here, that you know, like you highly regarded, learned master. If you listen to like that kind of beggar, then it looks kind of, inappropriate. So his disciple or the, his, you know, associate said that. Then, you know, the, like mentioned here, do not say that I have received two benefits. So to benefit that benefit in his, for his mind. So, until 1985, people who are coming from Kham to Lhasa as a pilgrimage or to study, you know, they walk and they have a backpack, whatever necessary small necessary things carry in his or her backpack, and along the way, you know, they're begging foods, you know, wherever, you know, they get food, they beg, and wherever they stay, if there is a place, they ask for a shelter. Otherwise, you know, they stay on the ground. Like that, you know, and nowadays, not sure.
Then I saw you did a so much in the Pango City, Chipo, or something in the Pango City, Chipo or Salada. Jaji Changan and Hassan, Teo Kondapa, the Shabu Chabji and Chila, Jolo Kazakan, Hombo Genuine, Pitching Messetel, Chishu Kadichos, and a pitching Tedichi, Tedilichi, Majus alone, and pitching Jinichi Rishas a lot.
So don't think, you know, those beggars are so, you know, misery or unhappy. You know, it's not like that, because, you know, when in 1985, when Rinpoche come from Lhasa to Mount Kailash for 18 days, he walked from Lhasa to Mount Kailash, and you know, he got nothing. You know, along the way he back begging foods from the people. You know, and up to the Mount Kailash. So he been a true beggar in that those 18 days. So, you know, if he look back in his life, you know, that 18 days, you know, when he come from Lhasa to Mount Kailash with begging, that was the, you know, most happiest and fun part of his life. You know, he is not kidding.
嗯，关键刚才几没些事的，所以天天咱们咱们得节气节大个蛮多事啦的。
So he has an experience that whether you are happy, you have fun or not, it really not depend on your facilities, you know, your resources. That's for sure.
嗯，对的。他这两年录音的，这些全部是老马牛的，俺来没办法，是报道啊，当时。 gambar rinchen lama nyi chi es teni kangli ka chu la as lo ma jan bi chu thon shin es ma de ba che yirin la ge shi ten bi lu de le ba ne ka chang ba de ta she song ba de shin de ne me ba na wa de ta sha wo song do de ba de lo ro chi
so we go through the text ge shi dom chen ba had few gurus not more than 5 You know, Potowa and Potopa and
Potowa and Gombarinchen Lama
Gombarinchen, you know,
Gombarinchen Lama Nijisan, Sijet,
themselves gurus discussed which of these two ways was better. They agreed that. Geshe Dumtumpa's way was better in these times when those with untrained mind still see fault in the teacher and lose faith. What they have said seems to be very true. Therefore, you should have few teachers.
So, reading here,
you know, Geshe Dumtumpa has, you know, only 5 gurus and Tsangpupa has many gurus. So, you know, what we think that, you know, Geshe Dumtumpa's way is better or Tsangpupa's way is better.
嗯，但我自己他觉得给俺们的，那这些报道的，根本那么人些人也，那这家里也啥的，现在快跑出了，根本那的，那我从有老马上有来，东北的是那么可是个牛呢，压个的，那么蒙古的说呢，马的不接个的，现在那那么牛啊的，压个都是呢，你得看枪把的送到准备把的送。So
we can't decide, you know, whether you know, many guru is good or other way is good. So here, as you know. Gombarinchen and Potowa, you know, they have a conversation which one is good. So, like mentioned here, you know, untrained mind, you know, people like us, fewer the better. Because, you know, if we have many gurus, then, you know, we are not trained mind. We see fault in, you know, all the gurus, then, you know, we lose faith. So, it's bad for us.
So
if our mind is really trained and we can see all as a, you know, a pure appearance, then, you know, we will get more benefits from many teachers like I mentioned here.
嗯，但是刚刚把那么说的，虽然也去比个天龙的，我最近的去也蛮多话是了的。但去也那个，我最近比个那么冷的些，一下冬天的，但是你们这大的，这里应该看什么同样的，我最近的，但是我是在讲，俺这边的地震的，今年去也蛮多是了的。
So right now we are not included in the Kadamba practitioner. You know, because, you know, our mind is untrained and not like those, you know, Kadamba practitioners that, you know, sees all the teachers as a pure appearances. So, you know, we look, we see many faults in the teacher and we lose faith, but we don't care about that, you know, those things. So we have no any clue or sense about those things.
Do you hear this? You can hear the penetrate the social cobble on the jelly, my lady, send you a pandemic, assemble by lilies or 2 inches. The Michi Charo Jana, I mean, when I donated the Gaysian college train and the way it was another.
So, right now, our situation is there is a big gap or despair between our mind and the teachings. So, teaching is not integrated into our mind. When, you know, when there is no disparity between the teaching and our mind, then, you know, at that time, if we could have more teacher, that much benefit we will gain. So how we need to integrate our mind with the teaching is like, you know, in a really, you know, really dry soil, you know, when the water flow, then water really, you know, absorb, sink into the, you know, into the soil or into the ground. So, you know, Rinpoche think that is how our mind should be integrated with the teaching.
Kadama lama to Sunday, choose the hidden in Paru, Haba Mishonji Gores. Halanga so you paru that the penny much segment to Pitchy, a relation was our bed in judging the main end of Chichando Rosalad.
Like Kadamba masters mentioned that, you know, between the teaching and our mind, you know, there shouldn't be any gap, even a, you know, slight air. I cannot able to pass through. But, you know, our situation is like there's a big gap between our mind and the teaching. Not only a human being can go through, but, you know, for us, you know, even a Mount Meru can be go through between the teaching and our mind. So, you know, when we are not really, you know, integrated with the teaching, then, you know, sometimes we feel like, you know, instead of benefiting for us doing practice, it seems like harming us. You know, when we practice, we get tired and, you know, and so forth.
So
why, you know, Rinpoche said that, you know, there is a big gap between our mind and the teaching, you know, is, you know, when we are influenced under the, you know, kind of anger, then, you know, all our mind total absorbed, you know, by this anger, you know, we cannot able to separate this is my mind and this is the anger, you know. It is like, you know, like a oil, you know, dissolve into the paper. So our mind and anger become one. There's no any gaps, no disperse between.
lo lepa chi bi xian xian de jie da den bi chi la ni san yang dan ji sa ji song ba de la sa ji ni duo.
So we go through the text. In general, a teacher is someone from whom you have received the teachings, kind words. Especially a teacher is someone who skillfully guide you with the instructions of all the path in their entirety.
Jero mochi ti saji oma de matang bi paru tela ne de de do bochi chi ko de bo de so do ala da.
So then again, next, how to rely in thoughts. It has again three chapters.
Ne ga robot de de do bochi re do ana ne ja shoku sta paru tes ja shoku.
So we stop here, break here.
Tamate is doing that. Such it. Taji. Did the chitat be still a such a needle? And it's some bit in the joy dances. Such is somebody in the salata.
So now we read through how to rely in thoughts. So, you know, previous chapter. In particular, defining the characteristic of the student who rely upon the teacher. It is two chapters, you know, how to rely in thoughts and general indication of the attitudes need to rely on the teachers.
That's some bit in the joy, this is in the top of the song. Then be some but chit and batons, chip out the sour tapas and bars, cutting just a train, the cuba shower was.
So, to rely, how to rely in thoughts, it has three chapters. How to rely on the teacher in thought is explained in three parts. General indication of the attitudes. Needed to rely on the teacher, and second, in particular, training in faith, the root, and the third, remembering the teacher's kindness and being respectful.
So,
the first, the array on the Stax Sutra states that you should respect and serve the teacher with nine attitudes. This includes the key point of all the attitudes that you should have in order to rely on the teacher. If these are further condensed, four attitude remains. So the first, part, a general indication of the attitudes need to rely on the teacher. So like mentioned in the sutra, array of stacks, mentioned, you know, nine different attitudes, and further condensed, then four attitude remains. This come, you know, one by one.
Tato hotelo wenda rāng tō nē rāng jī lāmi wā tō tōng wā nē sā, zāwā tā bī sēn dē sā. Būt zāwā tē shāwā kāng lā yā rāng jī rāng wā tō mī jū bā, pā yī ngō lā tā shī yā sā, tē yī wā tō tā nē ngā jī shē bā tā yā sā, gī yī shē nē jī ngā tā wā sā dō, tī bā tī jī lō rā tī tā tō mā.
So the first is the attitude which is like the dutiful child. This means to give up your independence and submit to the Guru's will. Dutiful children do not initiate an action with their own, but instead looking at their parents' facial expression, submit to their wills and then do what they say. Look to the teachers in this way. So, like the dutiful child means, you know, in Tibetan Dzangpa, here it's as dutiful. Dutiful means, Dzangpa means directly translation is a intelligent child. Or a smart child.
Tendu ki pyo yote che te ki kare che gure sa la so na so so rawa do mju wa te le ka kare chawa kare chi le ju gu na so so ki pa la ge che te ne pa yu che ta so ba na gi ma do rawa go ne ji nu mju gi pe te la ni pe za ba ta bi se se gure es.
So that kind of a child, dutiful child, don't do anything by his or her own will. You know, always listen to the parents, and you know, whatever parents says, they do as they are told.
Then the teacher put the telephone. Jaja chana kase soya nasila da.
So he is Rinpoche is wondering nowadays, like that dutiful child. He's wondering what percentage of child might be like that.
Now, if you know about the Teresa, the Pitcher Cabo in Sari, Betty Kanga Chota Charles, the Segduman, if I'm going to put Kashi, you saw your power, Carolina, but the social tender consumer, the Jim Majang, and the Yarrow, the Toy Resalad, and also Lombagi, Pegas, the Resalad, the Mayarot.
So maybe nowadays, you know, everybody is spoiled. But before, in Rinpoche's native village or town, there are many, children like that. They are really, you know, listen to their parents, and they do whatever they've been told. Everybody admire those child, and they are the role model of the. A child in the village or town, you know, there are many in that time. Nowadays, maybe everybody is spoiled. So, like that kind of dutiful child, can we able to transform ourselves like that?
Mune tone round de mujo wa geyi shenye ji on de chonju jenge ji na mune ji de chuma de sa me nge chen ji ma do ta de khabor wala de tere sonje de tere.
So like, you know, give up your independence and submit to the Guru's will, like that kind of dutiful dutiful children must be seeking only, you know, only Buddhahood or only Dharma. But nowadays, you know, it is hard to find.
The Zawata be sense de Tanji, Sanje Yum Don Sum and Dodok, Kasa Dombokovan Sum be Senchi de Redala, the Saint Goyno, Senchi, but Zawata be sensing it.
So there would be one of the, you know, attitude. Condense attitude mentioned in the sutras by Buddha Shakyamuni himself.
So,
we read through the text, the sutra on the concentration which precedes the Buddhas of the present face-to-face, you know, states, students who rely properly on the teacher should always give up their self-assertiveness and instead act in accordance with the will of the teacher. This refers to a fully qualified teacher. This is said that you should not let just anyone lead you around by the nose.
Tiki tionda karere, pina ngan duanye trosu, denye trosu, sanye trosu, tonye trosu, changye trosu sege, tinduki soso ge rangi dopate tone, geyi shenye je ondun jubachi, gogore sondo.
So that is like, you know, always under the, you know, influence of the teacher, qualified teacher. Not like, you know, I want to eat, I want to sleep, I want to go, and you know, not like that, you know, independence like that. So that kind of, you know, attitude of the students must have a fully qualified teacher. Otherwise, all the teacher, you know, for all the teachers, if you do like that, then, you know, then will be not right.
Ngaso no bje gei chenye chitne ji de gona teji ana teji tsomba le duz zigre selada.
People like us, you know, if we have to stay like that with the teacher, then it would be worse than living in a prison.
Tiyangi tu loji ni chire mang ni hima nga chunchu ro te de bugi chin da ka sing ha da ngi ak te ye nga ni chugo yi hina sin na hina ji sin na pe ji lo so yin ji de ri chunchu ta sa pa zon ba zon jang yi sa la da nga te de bugi chunchu ro ben shu lu ji tang ro chen na sa ni pa shu ji ka le ye sa da ka li so ni.
So it is just a, you know, story that, you know, when Rinpoche was a small child, you know, he got an uncle. And, you know, him and his uncle lived in a forest for 3 years. And his uncle was so, you know, strict, and he won't, you know, he has no any independence, you know. And when he always longing to to go around, you know, but his uncle won't let him. So he was so bored and he feel like he in a prison. So the second is that, you know, attitude which is like the dutiful child, which need to be like a diamond, that undestructible. So the second here, the attitude which is like a diamond.
Chidana nga su doji se di kede tol doji se di tembo pena mishe pa so she mengi chilo doji se lagar se lada.
The diamond is in Tibetan is dorje, so here translate as a diamond. So you know dorje means that you know very stable and undestructible. That's the definition of dorje or like mentioned here diamond.
Chidno dorje se di kende de sanga gi kechero tonyo do bilo da dewa chimbe yishi ni bote.
So it's tantric word, Vajrayana tantric's word, that you know realization of emptiness and the great compassion need to be one like a dorje or diamond, that these two cannot be cannot take apart or cannot be undestructible.
Chiron le gei xianye de bi sen doji ta bu ji gore se ne la gu ro wa sa la da. Dan go de la.
So at this time, you know, we need to say that you need a mind like a diamond that cannot be undestructible with your teacher. The teacher and the student relationship must be like a diamond. That kind of relationship you need.
When did doji meshe pa the tempo the kari onde mandro aje sevur sena did not dido soji meshe pa wasando.
So like here, which means to take the relationship between teacher and the student close and stable, not to be split apart by anyone. Demons, bad friends, and the like. The same sutra states.
Do tenyi lesa, tanju yi tingin zhi do se tenyi lesa. Zawa mataba tangas, ngom mataba pangba tangas, xie sung soa sung duwa.
The same sutra is like a concentration sutra like above. And forsake, fickleness is close relationship and changeability in facial expressions.
Tendu yin zai sen de sen de gurun zai sen de ani mata ba se de tembo me ba ma yin ba ani ngo mata ba se de yin ji ngo la de ne ni rani ge tang cha de shuo shan de ma yin ba gugun de song do.
So that kind of dutiful that kind of the attitude which is like dutiful need to be like a diamond that for us and forsake you know fickleness in close relationship and changeability in facial expression, you know, it need to be really close and stable, not to be split apart by those things.
Lami shayu kutanji kuwane ni sata bisense, sensumbatala sata bisense kudwa.
So the third attitude, the attitude which is like the earth.
Sata bisense dindindwa kutanji kuwane yunsu jowa wawasa. Kuzi ngasu yi bina lami shawa kanga juza, sasa ngede ngasu yi jala kanga jasa teru wawasa dada. Deno yi lami shawa kanga. Ani kungye de, ani soso ye ni, tenzhu chi ki ku guo sang ye ki san ji guo duo sa da bi san ji.
So the attitude which is like earth means that on earth we put everything, you know, that earth will, on earth we put all the loads, you know. So likewise, you know, the disciple need to be like earth, attitude need to be like earth, that, you know, all the, you know, activities will pile up, you know, on the disciples.
Godevashina, lami shawa thangji rani ye, thang le, rani ye jeba de kutu lenba. So,
in short, you know, all the lamas, you know, job or the responsibilities, voluntarily, willingly, take care by the disciples. So we read through the text. This means to take on all the responsibilities of the Guru's activities and not become dispirited by any of the responsibilities as of you. This is as Potowa told Chengawa's monks, you have met with my Gishe, who is clearly a bodhisattva, and have practiced in accordance with his words. You have great merits. Now let this be a privilege, not a burden. So Gishi Potowa said, you know, to the Gishi Chengawa's disciple that, you know, you got a great teacher like this, and you know, you try to, you know, live accord with, you know, Chengava's word. You know, that is, you guys are so fortunate. So, you know, whatever he asks, you guys need to do as a privilege, not a burden. So privilege, let this be a privilege, not a burden. This words come, you know, mentioned in Lamrim, you know, everywhere. So, you know, let this be a privilege, not a burden, means that, like, you know, like people wear, you know, big jewelries, you know, big jewelries and all those things, you know, they let this be a privilege. Otherwise, you know, they are so, you know, heavy and uncomfortable and so on. But, you know, if they take it as a privilege, then, you know, they don't feel like all those uncomfortableness and heaviness. So, you know, like that, you know, we need to take all these things as a privilege, not a burden. So in here, you know, you guys are putting a, you know, small ornaments, small jewelries. In Tibet, in the Kham, those ladies wear a, you know, gold and silver and all those stone jewelries, like, you know, when you weigh, it weigh like, you know, maybe 10 kilos, 5 kilos, like that. So if somebody told you carry that, you know, then it's a big burden. But, you know, they put on, then they think it's a privilege. So there's no any heaviness. So that's the old culture or the custom. And then, you know, when His Holiness gave a teaching in South India, then His Holiness mentioned that those are, you know, old custom, you know, they are not suitable for at this time, you know, and these are not good. So, you know, they heard whatever His Holiness mentioned, then they gather all the, you know, those silver and gold and jewelries all together, you know, donated and went to the Chengdu in China and built a big Buddha statue out of all those jewelries. And nowadays they don't wear those kind of heavy jewelries anymore. So nowadays there is no burden and there is no ornaments or the jewelries either. So, and also Isulan has mentioned that, you know, the wild animal's skin, wearing the clothes of the wild animal's skin is not good either. So, you know, they heard that and they burned all their clothing made out of the wild animals. And even the, you know, sheep's and the goat skin's clothes are burned too. You know, they really not intelligent or what, or blind faith or something like that. So maybe question answers is this time, if anybody has, otherwise we will go through the text.
The teacher that we're speaking of here, is this, should we have those attitudes towards all qualified teachers, or is it specifically for our special teacher who is a guru, you know, that we have the
What did you say? I didn't hear.
We're talking about teachers here, and I just wanted to make sure that I understood. It sounds like it's probably, he's describing all qualified teachers, how we should act with them. I wanted to make sure that for the girls,
the special. Dibula Simdine Gore Lai, and he looks again in Lama, when it's singing the Machina like we already know. Lama yujel la gyore chidan lama thamal le gyore
ta mone thone de ro ta ngo chung ni nge se de tin de kar sa den de chiro ta ka sre ha ko de halo no chi re ta ha ko de halo no chi re ma do che shen ye de chun de ngo ne thone de de so so yi chun de se de yi chun de chen de lama ngo ne ten sa song song na yin ji mi ji sen ba de go go re sa la da lama chenyi de deme de geche mare soso ngo ne deni ji gogore salada.
So here it referred to a fully qualified teacher, but you know, once you investigate and you find and then you think, you know, he or she is a qualified teacher and you're going to be his or her disciple, then, you know, you receive many teachings or empowerments or whatever, then, you know, you need to have all this kind of attitudes towards him or her. Otherwise, you know, like a Tibetan saying that when you realize, it is too late. Mm-hmm. So, like that kind of things will happen.
마츠 라마 체니데 데메 데라 마테바기 라마 몽보 슈위치레 첸데 제사로 할라다 다 체니데 데메 데르치 고르셀라오디 진나 타지 체그나 타베티 시사로 할라다
So usually we don't investigate or check the teachers whom we receive the initiations or the teachings. So, you know, we receive teachings or initiations from many different kinds. And then, you know, after that, you know, whether he is qualified or not, we're going to check and, you know, we lose the faith. And like that, then it is like when you realize, then it is too late. So, like that kind of thing.
So, baby, baby, how could you hello new trade in Nancy SM cheers to that? No.
So, in the Tibetan saying that, you know, when you realize, you know, it is too late. And when you are, Tibet is cold, they might not have a heating system or whatever. Then when they sleep, you know, their, you know, bed is cold. Then it start to warm up the bed, then it is already done to get up. So it will be like, it happened like that.
Yina yang ngosu ki chi, chenyi da pigi lama la tachi me jiwa jia, susu ngani kao che tutu chi jia suna, tenri ki chenyi basi ke tegu mendo asana da. So chenyi de jia, kao tutu chi jia gul asana.
So anyway, the best thing is do our best. That is the best way to do.
Yina yang, chenyi ta tongi,
So the full detail will come later on.
You
have a question, Ken?
Well, mine was similar. My question was about one teacher or two teachers versus many. And I think most of us have, at least lately, had an opportunity to learn from a lot of teachers, which I think has been a good thing for us. And so I wonder if Rinpoche could comment about that, because I certainly wouldn't want to give up the teachings from all the great wonderful teachers that I've found in the last few years.
Kako lama mangbuchi kisane chushu yes, tapya koraso de chimbu yin kogap. Yaburas from Santingidus, and they are the Zumalama Mambu Chenea, Lama Nuni Chenea Boris, Landuas, and they call Kora Lama Zuzane Sunju Shu Di Chene, any Sunju Mashua Chenis, Kokab the Malemachini Dugumindus, and they call Kushok Sunzu Karibas.
Ndiji tante danka chee chee yoro, thoma geyi xeanyi maatsi kongi kaansala, chino geyi xeanyi tse nandiri chi tse shio se songwa re mato, geyi xeanyi ngaso nao yi chee yi yini beti langa thombo siye chi kiesa marwa asala tante, tanda ale, ngaso nao chi ni chisawa saa sarwa nge tanda lao nagi roa asala ta.
So, you know, people like us, it was too late, you know, we did everything before checking. So whatever mentioned here is, you know, before, you know, you do that, you need to check. And once you find the fully qualified teacher, then you need to be act like that. That is the thing. For our case, it is too late.
Then nga rong dawu ji san dong ni nga lama chaw ji ni chi yesa da da lama chaw ji ye da nge pi ji lama de le chen ji chong de ma tong ji ta yi nga pi ji xi xi ge ge ye ma sa la da gong ten ba ten ni la pa ji ka sa me bi de ji ji de bi ong ge ko ron ju xian ji ma do pi ji da ji ji cha chen zang ma de yin zan ko de bi ko ron on ju gu yesa la da
So for example, for him, he got, you know, 18 teachers. And, you know, he don't have a capability to investigate all those teachers. So, you know, how he engage in with those 18 teachers is solely, by admiration and by faith. so far. So like wise, you know, when we receive teachings from different teachers, you know, it benefit us. So, you know, try to generate a faith and admiration toward them, you know, then, you know, who will gain is we ourselves will gain something. We won't lose anything. So as you know, like Rinpoche, that you know, this is an organization, you know, with the will of Dharma Monastery, and there is a center, and he was sent by the monastery, and you know, you guys are coming here from, you know, long time, so as an organization, you know, you don't have a choice, that you know, there is only one teacher, you know. So, you know, when you guys come to listen to the teaching at that time, you know, you guys came as a, you know, friend, as a kind of listen to the lecture or kind of discussions. And with that attitude, if you guys came, you know, then, you know, that is we didn't set a you know, guru-disciple relationship, so you know that is appropriate to come and listen. You know, there's nothing wrong about it. So, other than that, you know, when one really consider as a guru at the beginning, whether you checked or not, you know, when you make that thing. Then, you know, one need to do the best, you know, as you could. That would be the appropriate to do.
Jinzu ndendo wala yang chono tsetende ki pe la ma beto loba tye ki pe nyaka jaje ja yo mar san ndang ha amba sata re te sa ji shu chen bo yo mar sa kare san pini kono sede ji kono tsu mo tsu pi ji ta song ki sede ji ne ni re wa jene de tang gre ma do pen jo chiko ki tanda dan so so tang chen da tanda ye ji pen jo du ye chiko ki tanda ndo de ngi ki khabor wa sa la dan de ne no ni
So like this kind of organization, you know, if whoever comes, you know, it was really, you know, selected by the monastery, you know, they will send you a really, you know, if he couldn't say 100%, but, you know, 99%, you know, he is sure, you know, there would be always a, you know, good teacher, not like a mistaken teacher, send a unmistaken person here. So, you know, whatever relationships, you know, either a guru-disciple relationships or either friend relationships, and whatever your mental, you know, things, you know, work, you know, that will be okay. So there's no any really, you know, danger about meeting a really mistaken, mischievous one.
You know, Shuma, kaje lama sabar na tende zane chunde je san rogo yin na lasan pi ge le ni kan ko ro ge de pa ge ge se de me xie wa che ni dong bo ko ro xue song dong de ga ri chan da ge ni shuma de de ji de pa de san ji le peng ge je so na ni ngo ne ka tu ni ni no so ma na ye xie ni de zi chan de ri go ro wa sa la da
So from now on, you know, if, you know, whoever giving the teaching, you know, and also here, whoever is coming, you know, next time, and you know, from the beginning, you know, you need to be careful, and you know, come first as a friend, as to check, or you know, if you think you can do it, then you know, you make that relationships. Otherwise, you know, it is up to you.
I didn't know that this Tadwa Tadma to Penjari, young no, you saw Shota Mabu Beyonds and Tigi Bijana, the Tenet, the Salama, the Tama, my Bintong, the Penjo, Chico, Yitandala, my Bintong, the region, Chulo Treson, the Penny, Hachambor, Asalat.
So always need to be careful for look for the teachers, you know, as His Holiness the Dalai Lama mentioned all the time. You know, there are many different kinds. Some are totally fake, and they come and, you know, they take all the chances, you know, whatever their means. So, you know, in America, these kind of things, so far, there's nothing happened, but in mainland China and Taiwan and over there, you know, there are many fake lamas, fake monks, and fake nuns, and all those things. Lots.
Tendu yinye ka chen ka zhen xia wa zu kan shuo le lama ji yi ni jiang na shuo le ni lama de zhao ma bi chao de mo shuo se ne long ban de tian xia ne ge xi tendu luo yin song na de le ba li ji kan jie gui yue de jing lao de tendu kan jie qin zhong yin ne ji zo zhong yin de de ge song na ku ro zong long ba de gong ba zu qi ren yin duo de de qin zhe jin de jie me chong yin qin sa ba zong duo shen la da
So nowadays, you know, in mainland China and, you know, Taiwan and all those things, you know, their root, their, you know, belief in ancient Buddhist tradition. So a lot of people are now kind of, you know, try to come back to Buddhism. So, you know, from Tibet, there are a lot of, you know, fake monks and lamas and all those things going there and taking all the advantages. So, you know, now in the calm, you know, they make a law that, you know, if somebody from their monastery, their monk, you know, if they went down there and do that kind of mischievous things, then, you know, they have a law, make a law that, you know, from now on, you know, this kind of, you know, discipline and, you know, this kind of punishment will get from the monasteries and as well as from the community side. So, you know, a lot of those things happening nowadays.
Do dune cheno so nga jin jabe yin sing sha na do jin sing shire jin sing gi lama ji le so na ni ka se me ka se na tel ngne ja cha ja gi lo ke ne te ba ma je sala.
So there are many people who comes, you know, I am the, you know, incarnation of, you know, such and such, and I am the king of the dharma and such a, you know, I am the emanation of Manjushri, and I am the emanation of future Buddhas, and, you know, if like that kind of people come, whoever, you know, that kind of people comes, then, you know, you need to be really cautious about. So, you know, that kind of person could be real fake. So, like His Holiness the Dalai Lama, you know, His Holiness the Dalai Lama is considered as the true emanation of Buddha of Compassion. But if somebody asks, you know, are you really the incarnation of Buddha of Compassion? Then His Holiness will definitely say no.
So, baby, cousin, the Papa Shinra is Jerry's Chuan Zimbasin. We want that salad, Shinra is that you could shall lamb by him, but
so
we number the paper.
So, in Tibetan, you know, wherever you know, His Holiness is considered as the, you know, as the Buddha of compassion, born in a human form. So, you know, we believe that His Holiness is the living, you know, emanation of Buddha of compassion. If somebody is come and asking you for donations or you know asking you for money, then you know you will going to develop a guru relationship or not. That is up to you guys.
Yeah, that is the Serugin the Gayishin, Jesus and Rajasan Jetan, the Serugin the Gayishin, Tipachim Gayishin, Jesus and Mijulum Horoches and other.
So we stop here and do our dedication that, you know, all our future lives we never be separate from a real qualified teacher till we attain Buddhahood. For that, we will dedicate the, you know, if we have some merit.